It is another season review show. Neil Atkinson here in the Vines because we like to get out and about on Cup Final Saturday and relax and enjoy. In front of me, I've got Chris Walsh, I've got Paddy Fitzsimons and Dan Austin. They're each going to review the season in their own words, any way they want, and then we'll have a little bit of a chat about it. You know how it works by now. We'll go Chris Walsh first. Chris was eager. He was on an email and he went, "I'll come in early and do that if you don't mind," and he turned up early as well. So as he was first here, he can have the rights to go first. Chris Walsh, season review.
Thank you very much. I've got nothing to say, really. Do you know what? It's weird because I actually sort of sat down yesterday. I've made a few notes, not to sort of show how the sausage is made, but made a few notes because everything is tinged this season with Klopp's departure. And I want to talk about that, like, sort of towards the end instead. I mean, what I wanted to start, and that, you know, you've sort of given us a hospital pass here, Neil, because this is the fourth one, I believe. So
I think you're third. Are you're we the third? Third. One, but it's going to come out fourth. But you know, come on.
And we listened to the first one, well, I did anyway, and it was a very, very good show. So, you know, I don't know how much we've got to work with here, but I just wanted to read a list of mad things that happened this season that isn't Klopp leaving. So we go 2-1-3 1 with 10 against Bournemouth. Mad. The next game, we go 1-0 to 1-2 against Newcastle with 10 men. Mad. The VAR debacle? Mad. Luis Diaz is missing some time because his father's literally been kidnapped in Colombia. That's really mad. We go 3-2 down on 80 and win 4-3 with 4 goals from outside the box. That's quite mad. We then post the highest XG of all time against Newcastle, scoring 4 in the process. Quite mad. Then we knock 4 past Bournemouth and Chelsea and Brentford and Luton in one of the maddest games ever. All mad. And then we win the Carabao Cup with a lad up front who, let alone Istanbul, wasn't born for the Luton 5-3. That's mad. We then go 4-0 up. This is a forgotten one. We go 4-0 up inside 40 minutes in a competitive game of football, European game of football, against Sparta Prague. That's mad. As an aside as well, we get to go to some really, really great places for the European trips as well this year. But it also is full of dead rubbers and it's full of games that we've already lost the first game 3-0, so it doesn't really count. So that's all mad. And then we score a 99th minute winner at Nottingham Forest, which is mad in itself. But then the owner comes in on the pitch on the bounce and they lose the Reds for about a week. So it was a mad season. And you know, like, if you get one or two or three of those things, it's a memorable season, essentially. For good, mostly good, to be fair, or bad. Obviously, there's a couple of things there that, you know, God forbid will ever happen again. And a trophy alone just does that. It makes it a good season. And I don't think, you know, we can really sort of not look back at the season without thinking, you know, we won a trophy, we broke 80 points, and we experienced all of that. So take away the Klopp context as well. I mean, you've got to look back at it and go, that was a good season, that was a season of memories being made, it was a season that you won't really forget.